star from the Mishnah. Ein Kamer Yaitse Bimardas Bisman Shahina Kshuraloi. Kamer is not Yaitse Bimardas if it wasn't kosher. The Gemara said before, Bisman Shahina Kshuraloi means that it was not kosher Erev Shabbos. Balei Bizug, Afal Pi Shuhu Pokuk. Chamayr is not permitted to go out with a zug, with a bell, even though it is not mashmiya koil, it is still also. At Avabishu Pokuk, they stuffed it up. V'loi b'sulam shebetzavoroi. The sulam was a type of a splint that was put on the tavor of the chamayr. And this is also, this is different than we had before, kshishim, Shal Gabi Yashever, that there's mutter for the behemoth to go out in Shabbos with these kshishim. But we'll see in the sugya why this is more chomer. V'loi beritzui sheberagloi. Now chamer is not allowed to go out. There were ritzuis that were tied to the regal of the chamer. If the chamer, the feet were knocking one with the other, so they used to tie ritzuis to the feet, that to brace the and to pad that the one foot should not hurt the other foot. Ve'ein hatan legoylim yaitzim v'chutin. The chutin were put there for the purpose that it should be a simon that this is my talmigoyl. It's very difficult if there's 1,000 talmigoylim jumping around that each owner should remember which talmigoyl belongs to him. So they used to go and tie a chut on the regal of the tarnagel, that it should be a simen that this is my tarnagel. So that's very fine and vayu, but Shabbos it is also for the tarnagel to go out with this. V'loi b'ritzue sheberagleihem. And this ritzue was, they tied the two raglayim, that the tarnagel should not get wild and break kalim while it's parading around in the street. So Mamela, that is also awesome. The schorim that had a very long, heavy tail, they had difficulties when they used to go on bumpy, thorny places that the alya used to get damaged from the surroundings. So they used to go and put a small agola, a small wagon underneath the bottom of the tail, that it would not trail on the ground. Is ve'ein aschorim yaitzim ba'agola shetachas ha'alya shalahem. Ve'ein orecheilem yaitzis chanunais. Later we'll see in the Gemara that this was a psan inyan that was put into the noses of the recheilem, that they should be able to be nisrape from the teloim shebemoichom. The ein ha'egel yaitze begimoin. Gimoin was a small type of oil that the eagle used to go out with. That they started putting on the oil in the younger years of the eagle that it should become logel to be mekabala oil. The loipore ba'oir hakuper. They used to go and put a skin full of quills from a hedgehog or a porcupine on the dadim of the pore. V'loi b'ritzue shebein karneho. The pore is also not permitted to go out b'ritzue shebein karneho. Horosoi shal Rabbi Elozor ben Azaria hoitzo yoitzo b'ritzue shebein karneho sheloi b'ritzoin chachom. Let us see Rashi, Bezug Ishkalite, Afalpi, Shechaloloi Pokuk Bemuchin, that the halal of the bell was Pokuk, Sheine Indul Shaloi Mikashke, Shlashmiya Kail, Afalpi Kain, it is also. Bidmore Meforish Ein. Sulam Uritsue, Bechol Hanoch de Masnissen, so Rashi, it would seem, from Sulam and further down, Meforish Bigmore, what the purpose is, V'kulu Mishum V'chayis Olayu, these things are valuable, Vinofli osi lasuye. And if it falls, he might come and carry. Agole kigoin korain kotten, shoisen loitachas znovoi. Sheroish zonov oison ha'elim, rochov kemin kar kotten, who's very wide, ve'ein boy etzem, elo shumin, vi'ov ve'kove. Rashi is very much marich to be metayer, the zonov of the zechorim. Could be Rashi is, could be that, that what Rashi says, ve'ein boy etzem, that's why it was, the roish zonov ve'ein boy etzem, that's why it couldn't lift it up. Like this, if, we have to understand that they had pain in the stomach, but the ain't, but there's no etzim, so it's hard to lift up. It's a heavy mass underneath. Elo shumin v'ol v'kovei. U'shenigra la'oretz nisra v'nishchas. V'oisin lo yagole miskalgeles achrov. Kshehu hoile v'zon of kosher ole. And the zon of was kosher to this agole. Kuper sheretzu shenimo chadin kemachat. Bekoishchem oiroi bedavei hapore shelo yinikuo sherotzen. The Rambam says, Machoshim, what the pori used to sleep, that other nivroim had a good time to be yinik from the pori, so therefore they put this oil that was kosher bedavei hapore. V'loi beritzuo shebein kamero v'masui hulo. This is a masui, k'demeforish v'gmore. But it seems most of the inyonim that the Mishnah says, Rashi says, that the tam is v'kulu mishum dechayis olayu v'inofli osi lasuye. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis says, when he's Messiah, this Mishnah, after explaining the complete Mishnah, so the Rambam says, Ba'amru, Parosei Sha'abalosav and Azariah Rotsalaymiki, who don bozeh hadin le'isha shcheinos. That we'll see in the Gemara, that really it wasn't the Torah of Rabalosav and Azariah. Was the shochen tisapore ve'ein haloche kemoisoi, and the loche is not like the belozov and azaye lefishu kemoimase. Mizeh hatam osru kol masha osru. So the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says that the reason they asked all these haloches in the Mishnah is als masse. We'll see there's a dafkemina between the Rambam and Rashi. Agavulche, since we learned now this Rambam, Kihu don bozeh hadin le'isho shechein osoy. The Gemara is going to say that it wasn't the pora of Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, it was the shochen tezapora, isho shechein osoy. We have mentioned at the beginning of the Perek that Rabbi Kiveger had a suffix if the mitzvah of Shvises Behemta he gave on by Noshim, because he wanted a time that the mitzvah to say she has man gromen. That's what is time. So the Magian Rabbi Kiveger, so man yenuach, the laugh of Mechamer is dafke if after Behemta chav he's making the behemah go. But here the whole meduber is L'man Yenuach, which is a mitzvah sasei, so the Magia, and Rabbi Kiveige brings a raya from this Gemara. This was Isha Shcheinosoi. I think that you could also figure it out, that it says, it should have said Shcheinosoi. The Gemara is going to say it was Shcheinosoi. Al Koponim, it was a Isha, and he should have been Moiche because of a Masoi. So we see klar that the halacha of L'man Yenuach applies by women also. Let us see the Gemara. Zuk the Gemara, my time kida amoram. It's a difficult Gemara. There are two girsois over here. Let's see Rashi. So poshit, if you learn shat my time, so the Gemara is saying, what is the reason of the first halacha, ein chamer yoytze b'maldas, bizman she'eino k'shur aloy. It does not go out b'maldas when it is not kosher. So the kash is my time. Why not? Kidamora. So what does Rashi say? She'eino k'shur aloy me'erev Shabbos. Deloy goli me esmel shi yitzricho lekach shi yehelo lemalbish. So the whole Rehitas HaDvorim, if the Gemara asks what the reason is, the Gemara never gave a reason. The Gemara only said pshat, in the Mishnah, that she'ena k'shur aloy does not mean it is also only when it is not kosher. It means she'ena k'shur aloy me'erev Shabbos. So the Gemara klepzach nish. So the Rishas, and really in Chedushei Haran, they both say, the Rishas wants to say this in Rashi, and the Chedushei Haran brings the Zichah was such a gilse, that they weren't goyres bechlal my time. The Gemara starts kida amor. Kida amoron, so the Gemara, now everything that's stimming. Kida amoron, that what says in the Mishnah, bizman she'enok shuroloi, is you can't take it face value, that it means that now it is not kosher. No, kidamor, on the way we mentioned before, she'eino k'shura boy me'erev Shabbos. That is pshat in the Mishnah. And now Rashi is nice enough to tell us what the lumdus is, which the Gemara never spoke about. The loigoli me'esmo she'etzricha lakach she'yehelo lemalbish. It mentioned Rav Moshe's beer, that Rav Moshe says that, since a beheme mitzad atzmoi does not have malbushim, the whole malbushim that a beheme has is through the bailim, so you need the gili das of the bailim to show that he's interested, he's concerned over the welfare of the beheme, in order that they should have a teiris malbush for the beheme, because in Yisod the beheme doesn't have malbushim. So Rashi learns, if he wasn't megale das, erev Shabbos, when the behema was also, we were speaking about the chamer, it was very cold. It was 40 degrees outside. In Erev Shabbos, the behema was freezing, and the balabos did not put on the malbas on the behema Erev Shabbos. So memela, in the 40 degree weather, we did not have any gili from the balabos that his chamer needs a mardas. So Memele, on Shabbos it does not have a shame malbush. That's like goli mesmish, it's richa lekach sheyehelo lemalbush. That's one way the Rishash wants to say, we're not geiris my time. But then he wants to say, could be, my time means not what the reason is, my time means what's the explanation. It means rayis, that tam is sometimes used as the pirish. What is the pirish of the Mishnah? Kedamoron. Kedamoron is that we said before that it's Sheinik Shura Me'erev Shabbos. Now, Taisus had a different girsa altogether. My time. Taisus Taka was Goyris, my time. And Dulmen Nofel Va'osi Lasuye. And the Gemara says that it is also, if the Mardas is not kosher, so it might fall off. And the Dilmanov of Osi Lasuyi. So this is a Shreklacha Girse. This is Mamish Vakel from the Gemara. The Gemara says that if it's Einoi, the Gemara before had said that if it is Einoi kosher, it's Pshita, you don't need a Mishnah. So the Mishnah means that it is kosher, but Einoi kshura mi'erev Shabbos. And here the Gemara says, my time, the Gemara seems to learn the Mishnah face value. Dilmanov of Osi Lasuyi. So that's Taisvis Kasha. Af al gav de kimna la el da airi bikshure. Och im eforish lefumash mois riete de masnis. Here the Gemara does not want to go out into the emes of pshat of the Mishnah. The Gemara wants to go into the shitriyas pshat of the Mishnah. Mishim sheherich la el lechosh la harich hocha. So Betzim of the Gemara is really saying a palsh pshat taste. If you take the Mishnah face value without being mamik in the Mishnah, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Umitrech perish hakuntus mashmet leigoris dumenofu v'osi la suye. But the Rashash is Medayik, why since he was Geiris Maitainen? That's Zevetois van Rashi. If the Tois understood that Rashi wasn't Geiris Maitainen, so Rashi Bechalal took an andere Maler. So why since Rashi was Geiris Maitainen? Maitainen means, what is the explanation of the Mishnah? Kidamo. V'loi bezug af al pi shehu pokuk. Why? Mishum de merzi keman da osa lechinge. Looks like he's taking his chamoyer to the market. Pokuk sosum lechinge leshuk limke. The toilen loi zug. So why do you put in a belt that doesn't ring? Lahanoisoi. To make him look nice. To beautify the chamoyer. You're going to a market, so you have to look its best in order that yikpitsu koinem olo. Mishum, let us see Taisvitz. Mishum de merzi keman da osa lechinge. So by Emerson, Taisvitz says a teretz before the kasha. And Taisvitz kasha is only shver according to Taisvitz and not shver according to Rashi. To explain what is happening, we hear a machloikis Rashi and Taisvis and Daf Nun Beis on Medalev. Taisvis says, and the Taisvis oy yaitzin kruchin, they can go out kruchim, that means if the absor is tied around their neck, perish bekuntres de machaven lenoi. These machaven lenoi, V'chein perish b'mas nisen. Rashi in the Mishnah also says that the shear that was around the susim, so Rashi says, it was l'noi, sh'noisnim shear l'tzavorom l'noi. V'kosh'l'arashbe l'rapayres, l'omash m'dolnoi l'kula abba, awesome. The Gemara says before that Noi is also by a poet. The Mamela Taisus learns a different pshat. So we hear him Achloikis, Rashi and Taisus, if Noi is Mutter. Then we had answered the Ritve, in the Meginish Leimedach, Semefahem for Rashi, that Rashi held that there's no such klal that Noi is also. It matters if it's the derech of the behemoth to go out with this Noi in the middle of the week, so then it's not a masoi. A porah, the Gemara says, a porah, it's not the shteige bechlal to beautify the porah beretzua ben karneo. So the mele, there it is taka masi, but there's no klal that noi has a teiris masi. So the mele Rashi, and there it is the ritva do, that Rashi had no problem in this Gemara. Well, Avopish, why the Gemara has to give a reason that it is also al tzakzere, the merzi kemanda also lechinge, Because on dos would be muta, since it's the noi of the chamoyer, so it is muta. Taisvis hold that noi is also by all behemoth, so Taisvis had a problem. So why isn't it a masoi? Mishim de merzi keman da osa lechinga. Avo masoi einoi. Shebotel agav afsa. So Taisvis says over here, that this bell was not a bell mitzad atma, it was attached to the afsa, to the reins. So memele, so it's bottled to the reins. Mishum dilme nofil nami lekele meichish, kudachayis gavizug, bereish bemeisha, the hochem mairi bo orik, amahosam koshu orik loy gozrif. It is orik to the, not the, some of the chibur of orik, it's sufficient that we don't have to be afraid, Dumanofu, Ba'osi Lasuya. The Loi Besulam Shebetzavot. And the Chamoyer is not allowed to go out, Besulam Shebetzavot. Omar Rabune Beiloya. Beiloya means it was, let's see, Rashi, Shekoishrin Eitzel Halechi. He says, they used to tie it by the lechi. Used to be near the tzavo, we'll see whether they tied it by the lechi, they tied it by the tzavo, but it was in this area of the behemoth. Beiloy. Lamai of delay. Why did they do this? heiche de islai make, the behemah had a make on her back, loy hodach hayach bay, that it shouldn't go and bite the make. It used to itch when it started healing, so it shouldn't go and bite and scratch with its teeth the make. The Rambam very nicely explains was geit eron, was kevanish bashtein, that the behemah should scratch the make. So the Rambam says, if the behemah will scratch the maka will never heal. So the mele, so therefore they had to do something to keep the behemah looking forward and not turning its head. So let us see Rashi. Loihoda chayichlo, shloyuchal laharzir tzavoroi l'tzad hamaka, l'chachacho b'shino, v'koishrin b'tzavoroi, v'koishron b'tzavoroi. This is more choshev than kshishin. V'naflu chayis olayu u'maiseluhu b'shkog. So Rashi, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that the reason of this halacha is because chayis olayu maiseluhu b'shkog. And this is the kshishim is still fall down, is gone, shall leave them there. But this is chayis olayim. That what Rashi says, the maisi lohu bishgog, I really don't understand what Rashi is moisiv over here. The whole time we had in the Perik, Rashi just was mekatsav enough lo chayis olayim. All of a sudden Rashi is a maisi lohu bishgog. And what is the shgog? What kind of shgog is it? Shabbos? What is it? Shigigis? He forgot about this Nisrei Tzor? Very unclear why Rashi is moisif these three words. The Sfas Emes asks Akasha, he doesn't understand how could it fall. It's kshulim. Like the Gemara had said by a mardas, ein chamer yaitzim a mardas bizman shein a kshura. So the Gemara says, you can't say ein a kshura, it's poshit, because it's nofal vosil asuye. So it's talking about kshura. So you see, when it is kshura, it won't fall. So why are we afraid here that it will fall? That's the Sfas Emes' kasha. The Meiri says over here, the kshishim, he says different than Rashi, but Al Kaponim, perhaps this could also help the situation. The kshishim, mitaych shehem nikshorim ala shever atzmom, ein nefilosom Mitsuya. And I think the Meiri means as follows. That means if there was a broken bone and they tied the shishim to the bone, so that area was a sore area by the behemoth. There was a broken bone there. So it did not fidget and try to raise the chayis on these shishim, even though it was uncomfortable. So the shire was sufficient alone to ensure that it will remain there. Masha'enkin over here, you have a healthy behemoth, which is very frustrated. He has a maka that is itching him, and he wants to turn his head, and there's something that's holding him back. So it could be, that's what it means to say, here, nefila is mitsuya. The vinish vi, if you have a balchai that is vesvulza chareisdrayim from the fun, so mamela kshira is not a insurance that is going to remain on the behemoth. Bachsme, that's pshat in the Meiri's Teretz. Melbot can verempfelt, Amardas is verkehrt, the Chamoyer loves the Mardas. Verkehrt, so, Mele, it's warming up the Chamoyer. So it's not fidgeting to get it off. And according to the Rambam, it's Goran under his Aches. This for some reason is not called a Tachshit or a Maldisht. Could be that the difference between kshishim. Kshishim is putting together, is accomplishing something positive in kaimai. It is holding together the datsomis that were broken. So that's called the kemanol didei. That's called like a malbish. Here, this is something that the oven is deriving benefit from it. Al kaponim, it does not have a teres malbish or a tashim. The lie, the ritzue, שברגלוי. The baim is not go out with a tzui שברגלוי. The obdilei legizre. Legizre zot Rashi. Veheim is epsiyo iseho k'tzorim. The psiyas are short. Umake ragleo zebezeh. So the feet bang themselves one with the other. Oysenlo kemin tapas shel aklim oyretzuis ovois. Aklim is the material made out of the psilus of zaysim. Vekaishren oysenlo malo mi parsis haregel. Mokim shemenakshim zu bezu. So this is also awesome. Veinatan the goylem yoitzin bechutid. The reason they put on these chutim on the Tarnegolim, that was a simon ki heiche de loy lechalf. The Tarnegolei chavereim. So they should know that this is their Tarnegol. That was the purpose. According to Rashi, I really don't understand these were chutim. Ainata the goylem yaitzim bechutim. So these chutim were so expensive. Dume nocho vaosi lasui. Rashi said a whole shtick teira by suam. Rashi said that this is different than kshishim. This is expensive. Achshuvim hem yaitzim kshishim. But these chutim, which doesn't sound too expensive. So lechayre, why should there here be a chash of dulmanofo v'osi lasuye? Someone wanted a tiny, it could be the chut is not so expensive, but the tarnagel is expensive. That if he's going to drop the chut and he's going to start getting mixed up with all the other tarnagel, and he's going to lose the tarnagel. So memele, so that's the ma'oire, that's nofo, that's osi lasuye. According to the Rambam, we have to say according to the Rambam, this is not considered a malbish or a tachshit. This is that what you want to know that this is your tarnagel, that does not make it a malbish. So here a shtikel ha'ore, the Ramon Simin Shin Aleph Sifchav Gimel says as follows. Oysan agulim yeroikim shegozra hamalchus shekol yehudi yisa echad mehem viksusoi. Seems vizman aramor they used to have agulim yeroikim, that every yid had to wear an ogul on his baggit to show that he's a yid. Afilu mechubek tzas mutter vishim dederech losis kem bimeyachel. So you're allowed to wear it. So a person is allowed to wear it. But for migahar, if a yid is allowed to wear the ogle that the guy should know that I'm a yid, so why can't my town the girl wear a chut that I should know that he's my town the girl? It's also the yidia, my yidia is epsazoi. It's called the shedderch lotis can't be meichel. So why didn't you say the same thing over here also? Now I saw the goyin is mevayer this halacha by a gulim yeroikim. The goyin says it's a different lumdus. The Goyin says, the chol ha-mechubel iksusoi hareyu kiksusoi. Not that the ogul mitzad atzmoi has that it's a chshivis of a beggar. Since you are mechaber, it's a diksus, it becomes a nitzval to the ksus. But here, this was the whole thing. The chut was mamish the whole thing. So it could be the whole thing. It doesn't get a toiras beggar. Even though there's a necessity that the Talmud girl should wear this in order it should be easily identified. V'loi beritzue, the ovdilei ki heichi, the loy letavri man. That the ritzue was put on, the loy letavri man. That it shouldn't break table. Zot Rashi, the Leila Tavri Mani, Shekoishchen Shnei Ragleho Yachad Beretzua Ktzora, Shloituchal Lohorim Ragleho Olahatez. It shouldn't be Matiz Tzreiris, Mistame. That's all Sugi Keitza, the Regal, the Tzreiris of a Tavagol that breaks Kalim. So Al Kapanim, that was the purpose. The Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Chaye Yodom, if the purpose of the purpose of this Ritzua is Shalai Yivrechu, is Mutter. That's the Netirusa of the Talmud girl. And it's very Meduyik, the Loshen HaGemore. The Loshen HaGemore says what the purpose of the Ritzua is. The purpose of the Ritzua is the loy letavri manik. Sabbath that you want, that it shouldn't break kalim. So memele, that doesn't give it a teiris malbush. But if you want to protect, if you want the tirusa, the talmud girl, that becomes, that's like we had in the beginning, everything that's in the tirusa of the animal that shouldn't run away, that becomes like a malbish or a tashit of the animal. And the Mishnah, this is brought down from the Chaye Yodom, I think, and he says, like we mentioned yesterday, it is also brought down that, that loy okoy dizdavka yad veregel, but tu yodayim or tu raglayim is mutter. And there the time is also that, there the time is that it's not considered, the halacha is brought down, it's not considered a masa either. So this is what he brings down in Mishneh Berurah, Rebbe and Sharetzin, he's Ma'ira, this is very good according to the Rambam. The Rambam learns that the whole pilpul is masui, so the Gemara is magdil. If the ritzuis are, it shouldn't. It matters what the kavana was. The kihechi, the of, it's very meduyik in the Gemara. The of the lei kihechi, the lei le tavri mani. The Gemara says, he did it for this purpose. He did it for this purpose, so it doesn't have a teiris malbush. He'll do it for a different purpose, it does have a teiris malbush. Shatin is ma'ira, according to Rashi. Rashi says that the time is out. That's how Rashi said that the akdama to the Mishnah, do manofa v'asi lasuye. So l'chayre, it's no difference why he tied the behemoth's feet over here. According to Rashi, it should be also. Yeah, unless we would say that could be there's a difference in how the raglayim are tied. That means here, Shekreishon shnei raglei yachad beretzu ektzoresh leitucha lohorim ragleho ulahatiz. Na weiss er nicht. Verkehrt, von Rashi weiss des Punkt verkehrt. Von Rashi weiss doch heus, that min gora agroisa chidish, that be'etzim, that als masoi, it is not considered a masoi. Verkehrt, Rashi is only saying that, according to Rashi, the whole time is only Zulma Nofo Bosi Lasuye. But according to Rashi, we see Punkverkelt. If it's only Yosemi the Rabbon, it's not Yosemi the Teure, it is not considered a Masui. In Verkelt, Efsher, als the Din, als the Choyshe Mishpati, Gedin, a Shmiros on Olecho, that is a Chiev Shmire, and my Talmud girl, I have to see, at Mutul on me to see that my Talmud girl should not be Mazik Momen Acherim. That Gufe makes that it becomes that's part of the malbushim that a Talmud girl has to have. So it's not a masui. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ve'ein azchorim yoitzim ba'gole ki heichi deloy lechamton al yosei. That it shouldn't get cut up, wounded, banged up, lo lechamton shlo yulku. Shliuka b'sloim b'troshim. Ve'ein ha-rechelim yoitzais chanunois. Rechelim do not go out chanunois. Yosef rav ache barule kamei de rav chizde. V'yosef v'koma misho shegoises en oison. When you goises the rechelim, toinim lo ezek b'shemen. So you take. So Rashi says, La'acha shegoises in oisa, toimnim lo ezek b'shemin. You put some ezek is semer gefen, a cold of a rach. עד שיגדל צמרו, and מניחים לו על פדחתו כדי שלא יתצטמם. Mitzcha. So that means somehow maybe this helped the circulation of the Rechelim. So after the Gziza they were cold, so they used to put this on the padachas, on the forehead, kidei shalei titztami. Omale Rav Chisde imkeim osisa ma'ukve. Zogt Rashi, osisa ma'ukves, nehakta berochu zu, chshivusa shal ma'ukve, shahoya osher, ba'ovbezn, chider chashivusa lekach. That means this was a very, this anhoge, to put an ezek b'shemen, it shouldn't feel cold, al padachta, this passed for an odom choshev mi'oid, if he would find himself in a similar circumstance. But such anhoge for a behemah, it's not anhoge that's usually done for a behemah. So that's what the Ritva says, so me'mel, it's a masui. Elo Yosef Rapope Bashmur Kami de Rav Chisde, Yosef Vekoma Bisho Shekeras Leile, Taimnim Lo Shnei Iskin Shel Shemen, Menichel Lo Echad Al Padachto, Ve Echad Al Harechem, Kedei Shet Ischamen. It was also a very, very choshev convenience for the Rochel. Omalei Rav Nachman im Kein Asiso Yalse. We had in Brochis, Rav Nachman had a wife, Yalse, was very, the moral of the story was, don't start up with your wife. She was the one that broke all the chobis in of Yain because they did not send her the Kaishel Broche. So Al Koponim, she was a very chosh of a woman. So Rav Nachman says, if you're Sashan Hoge, with a rochel, this is a pass for my wife, nish for a rochel. Elo omar Rav Huna. Eitz echod yesh bekrochei hayom, v'chanun shmoy. It's a certain type of an eitz. Maybe him kiss him, and you take a splinter from it, a small amount, and menichin lo bechutma, kidei shetis atesh. This encourages the behemoth to sneeze. The yiplu darni roisha, and the darni roisha, the teloim which are in the roish of the rochel, they'll fall out. In fact, the gemara ihochi zechorim nami. So why davke? This vaystois is only speaking about the mekavis. The zechorim also should have this ben achelim yoytzois hanunis. This is speaking about the mekavis. One of the mefoshim asks, and according to the first pshat, why didn't the gemara ask schorim nami? According to the second pshat, the gemara says b'shash shekeras leiled v'shteitzer. But according to the first pshat, the gemara also should have asked schorim nami. Anyway, the gemara says over here, kiven de me nakhu zechorim ba'dodi me'mele noflon. That Zchorim don't need a Yisoyiris Mibachut to get rid of the Teloim. They're always fighting one with the other. So Memele, so Nakhri Zchorim Badodi, that loosens up the Teloim and they fall out without this Kisim. Shimon Nezira Omar Kisme Derisme. It was a Kisim from a Reusenboim. That's what you put in. Bishlame der Rav Huna heine diktoni chanunois, because it seems it's a very big chanine to pamper the rechelim with such an hoget, this ezek that was in Shemin. El Rabbonon, Maichan, no, the heine diktoni, I'm sorry, loit Rav Huna heine diktoni chanunis, because it came from a eitz v'chanun shmois, that's called chanunis. El Rabbonon, Maichanunis, you're pampering them very much. That's why it's good, the lotion of Chanunis. Zot Rashi, Yalsa ishte shal Rav Nachman, Davni Peiloi. Kisma derisma, kisem shal roisem, sheminichem lo, bechutma. Why according to Shimon Nazir it is good, Beisach Nish. Ve'ein ha'egel yoytzei begimoin. My egel begimoin, Amar Avune bar nire. Bar nire Sarashi says, oil cotton sheminichem Shemanhigin laigo betzaboroi she lomod lochef roishoi lishi yigodo. Should start in the younger years, he should become a nichna. Omar abeloza my mashme, bahai gimoin lishme dech mechev, dech siv halochev ka agmoin roishoi. Zogte gemore weiter, buloi pore bo oir hakuper. So what is the purpose of the Eir HaKuper? The of the law, ki heichi de loy lim siyua yali. So trashi she loy yin kuho aluke, that a leech shouldn't be yainik from her, she kairin shanshuash. Let us see, Taisvit, the loy lim siyua yali, perish rashi shanshuash, the hainu aluke, the hain nire, the ain mites it says hello dam. They're interested in dam. They're not interested in cholo. But oy the havalei lemeima alukais. I mean, just one alukais. These are small insects in the stomach. So it should have said alukais. Le'ashkechen in the third kasha the kari luhu le'ashkechen the kari luhu yali b'shumokim. I never found that an aluke is called a yali. Nire di yali, haininami kuper de masnisa. A yali is also a type of a porcupine. Kedama bereish baba basre, kabe huldis ahadale klila di yali, that they put on him a crown of yali, of porcupine quills, v'nekhinu la'ene. V'anoke metagamina yali v'hushe koilin hirtsun. So Mimele, that they were afraid that the yali would be yainik from the pora, so therefore they let it have a taste of its own medicine, that when it comes near to it, it gets pricked with the quills. Zakte Gemara weiter, v'loi beretzua shebein kanel. Zakte Gemara ile ra, according to ra, bein lenoi, bein l'shamer osa. Because Rav holds, since a pora doesn't need shmire, so Mamele Lishamir is also a masr. He Lishmuel, the noy also Lishamir look. Zogt Rashi, Bein Lenoi, Bein Lishamir also, the whole Netilusa Yeserte, Amrinon Masihu. So it's a masr. Zogt the Gemara weiter. So from the Lashon of the Mishnah it would seem that this was the Dipore Porosoi Sharab Elozo Ben Azarya went out with Achut Ratzua Ben Kalner. So the Gemara asks V'chode Pore Havelei V'chode Pore Havelei. He only had one Pore. The Omar Rav, the Omrilo, Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, Chaser, Alfei, Egli, Ave Meiser, Rabbe Loza Ben Azarya, Me Edrei, Kol, Shaito, Bishak. Each year, Rabbe Loza Ben Azarya used to have for the Meiser 12,000 bagol. No, he had 12,000 bagol that he gave away for Meiser, so you can imagine how many poros he had, and how many agolim he had. And here we say, Parosoi, Parosoi, Shabbalezab and Azariah, Yotzab and Ritzua. And the Gemara, Tana Loi Shaloi Hois. No, his poros, Chas V'Shalom. His poros he didn't let out with the Ritzua. El Shal Shechainosoi Hois. Mitech Shaloi Michebo, Nikrei Sal Shaloi. He could have been Moiche, and he wasn't Moiche. So Memela Nikreis al Shemoi. The Goyim brings that that he was misane kol yomov on this chet. He wasn't moichet. The Meiri brings down the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that Pagosai means Ishtai. And his Isha went out with a parshit which Chazal held that that was also for Isha to go out. And that's what it means by Ritzua, Ishiyaitzis, by Ritzua Shebein Karnel. Let us see Taisus. Have a Maisa, Rabbe Lozo, Ben Azariah, Kol Shato, Vishat. Hitcha Rabbeinu Tam. Noam HaBepeik Basra, the Pchayres, they meisel behemen noye achar hachuben mipnei hafako. That the mitzvah, we have to know meisel behemen is a meisel ha-mitzvah. It is not metabol. That means that if you're not mafresh meisel behemen, you're allowed to eat all the behemens. No, pshat is, you are mevatel ha-mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to say that after Chuban Abayis, like this Maisa Behemah that used to be Makribit for a cult, after Chuban Abayis, they were oiker the mitzvah of Afroshis Maisa Behemah, Mibnei Hatakola. Because a kilkul could come out, you have a Behemah roaming around, you have to wait that Yirashi Yistayiv, to get a mum. So they, a kilko could come out in between. So Memela, they were oiker the mitzvah of a precious maisa bang. Him came. Bisman Abayis have a maisa. So I beside Avach Berzogim that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was mafresh maisa behem and Bisman Abayis. Now, how old was he then, Bisman Abayis? Umistome ben Yud Gimu Shona Hoyok Sheitha. The stomach, that means that the last year that the Beit HaMikdash was Kayim, Abelezer ben Azariah was around 13 years old. He came, my coma. The stomach, then you'd give Moshana Yishayis, it can't be Masa when he's a cop. He came, my coma, Dava Maise, Kol Shata Vishata, each year. He used to be Mafrish 12,000 Tagolim. The oldest he could have been by the Chubin was either 14 or 15 years. Why? Sherei Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zakkai Moshech Nisiyusei Achar HaChubin Shono Yishnosai. Rabbi Yoichanan ben Zakkai, after the Chubin was the Nosi, 1 or 2 years. How do you know this? The comment, Takonis, Tikin Achavu, Krishna, Mishachora, Beisamigdash, Hiskin, Rabbi Yechon, Ben Zaka. Va'achav, Rabbi Gamliel, Hoyo Nosi, Shnosayim, Hoy Gimu, Koidim, Sheminu, Rabbi Lozo, Ben Azaya, Kida Oma, Beperik, Tvilas, Ashacha, Ishtake, Tzari, Lerab, Tzodik, L'kaidim l'chein tzari l'rabbi Yeshua al takonis hamayadis. So Memela, when they were Mavir, Rabbi Gamliel, who was the second Nosu, who was after Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, who was after the Chul, they decided to be Mamid, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Nosu, Yechshemidu Nosi, Hoyoy ben Yudches Shomen. Yom HaHosom. So, the Loshin of Kol Shata Vishata is a Shver Loshin. The Maloya Rayim brings down that Be'etzim, it's Hamid of the Cheshbon, he brings from the Rash Mikinaim that Rabbi Yechanim ben Zakkai was Nod Nisiyusai Acher Hachum 40 years. So Memela, so this was much, much after Abelazar ben Zayah, the Chlal was not alive. Bisman the Beis Hamikdash was Kai. Zuktaisves the Yeshloimah the Koydem Gzeira Have Maisa. That's true that they made a Gzeira that one is not permitted to be matrish meisa, but this zera did not come about in the beginning of the churban habayis. A few years later, they made the zera. So the mele passed a loshen of kol shata v'shata. Inami apetropis have a meisa bekat nusa. Or else the zichemon shemutarash mekinay. Nami apetrubis have a meisa bekat nusa. That means we go back when he was a kohen. There was an apetropis. He was a yosem, and there was an apetropis that was mafrish each year. Even though there's a tumul over here, why should apetropis be masa? Since it's permitted to be eaten, though it seems that the apotropis is like the yad panim. And since there's a mitzvah meiker adin that one should be mafresh meisa behem each year, so as the achroi and the nechosim of the cotton, apotropis used to be mafresh meisa each year. That in benichsei even though cotton is part of a mitzvah. The nirsei akotens on the sky were in the mitzvah of Maisa Behem. That's how Rav Moshe wants to learn Pshat in this Teret. Rav Rabbul Chana Meforish have a Maisa Ache Churban Behemes Al Nune Lemelech. That it doesn't mean Bechlau Maisa Behem. It means they used to give it for the Melech, they used to have to give a tenth. That's what the Gemara means. There's no shaykes at all with Maisa Behemeth. Rabbi Kivege brings down a Mishnah Lamelech, that Mishnah Lamelech brings down a Rajben Chulin, that brings down Bachsach Me'ashita Sarach, that Kahanim Apotah from Afroshes Maisa Behemeth. So the Rashba asks from this Gemara. Here you see Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. He was Mafresh Maisa Behemeth. So the Kivege says that Hakert, so could be held a Kabul Chana. That would Chana speaking about Maisa Behemeth. We're speaking about Da'anuna Lamela. Zot the Gemara Vayta. So since we had started speaking about the Havla of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that he was not Moicha B'Shchei Nosoi, so now the Gemara speaks about Inyone Macho. Rav v'Rabbi Chanine v'Rabbi Yechne v'Rav Chavi v'Masnu Kulei the Seyda Moyet Kol Ki Aizuge Chalupi Rabbi Yechne U'Mayel Rabbi Yechne. He says, Taisa says, let's see Taisa a minute. Rav, Rav, Chanin, Rav, Yechna, Chavid, and Masni. Perish. Masni, Ach, Shmaite, Dama, Besomach. Person say over the Shtik Teira that they said. Vahash, the Posak, Hashas, Lavilse. The Gemara interrupted. Vakama, Bekuli, Bekuli, Seder, Moyed, Kolki, Agavne, Zugi, Mechafle, Mechalfe, Rav, Yechna. Vloi, Koi, Masni, Achiluf. So it's going against this, and this is an interruption. Masni is in the sugya later. The Gemara interruption says that in Seyda Moed, others take out Rabbi Yochanan when these two sugim come together, they put in Rabbi Yochanan. Kach kibo Rabbi Nishmu, b'shem Rabbi Nishloim, b'shem Amir Rabbi Lazar Rabbi. Ki ha'izug yezuk t'rashi ha'boton yachet chalufi Rabbi Yochanan yesh mechlifin Rabbi Yochanan u'mayli Rabbi Yochanan. Kol mi she'efshe limchois la'anshei beisoi, if he's passing, he is bekoyach, limchois is to prevent anshei beisoi from doing averes, v'loi micho, nitfas al anshei beisoi. So he's nenash al averes shebiyotam. The koichai limchais is memele, is a meiridikainish. It's not the mitzvah of teichach alone. It's since he was bekoyach to be misavid that the averes should be stopped. He could prevent the averes, and he didn't prevent it, so it's so he's nenash al aveirois shebiyotam. באנשי עירוי נתפס על אנשי עירוי. בכל העולם כולוי נתפס על כל העולם כולוי. אומר רב פופה והני דווי ריש קלוסה נתפסו על כולי אלמה. זאת רשי, בכל העולם כולוי, בכל ישראל, כגוי מלך ונוסי שאפשר לו למחוס שיראים מפונו. ומקיימן דבורו. So my male, if he has this koyach and he doesn't do it, so it's nitfes al kuli alma. Ki ho da omi rabbi chanine, mai dach siv Hashem b'mishpot, yovoi im ziknei amoi v'sov. The rabbi nishom will come b'mishpot ut zekein. Frek di gemore, im sorim chotu, zekeinim echotu, zekeinim adesan hedrin, אלא אימא על זקנים שלא ימיכו בשורים. Seems the זקנים were בקויח to be מויכה בשורים. So ממילא, that's what says Hashem במשפט יובי. משפט means the משפט that the שורים are deserving of. Is the רבן שלום will משפט the זקנים also since they were בקויח to prevent the hate of the שורים. רב יהודה הווי יוסף קמי דשמול. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel. Asoi ahi itse kotzofche kamei. She started screaming in front of Shmuel. Voloi ave mashkech bo. He didn't listen to her. Omalei. So this bothered Rav Yehuda very much. Omalei leisove leima oitem oznoi mizakas dal gam hu yikre voloi yane. He says, he asked him Beloshen Derech Eretz, he didn't ask him Hoksiv. Yevapsastira to this Pasik, Loisova Leima. Omalei, so he told him, Shinenoch, Reishach, Bekriri, Reisha de Reishach, Bechamimi. Let us see, Hayosiv, Ma'ukve, Avezden, Hoksiv, Beis David, Koyamar Hashem, Dinei Laboike, Mishpot, Vitziloi Gozlu, Miad Oishik, Penteitze ka eish chamosi uboro ve'im mechabe min neroyem alolei. So let us see Rashi. Reishach bekriri. Ani. That means he was the, Shmuel was the Rebbe of Rav Yehuda. So he told them Reishach, Ani shani rabach, eini nichve, I won't get burned from this maise. Avol ma'ukve, shuhu, roish, li, veloch. That is reisha de reishach. That's, he's the rosh over both of us. Shuhu, roish, li, veloch, va'abezn, yichve, becham. He's gonna get burnt. That's the penteitze, ka'esh, chamosi, uboro, ve'im mechabe. That's what he told him. Rabbi Kivege Teichen Su, Ayim, Rabbi Basra, Daf Yudha Medbeis, Taisis Dibir Maschal Al Yoyim. Taisis Dibir Maschal Al Yoyim, Rabbi Basra says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Basra, Rabbi Yosef, Berei de Rabbi Yeshua, became very sick. And said, Kahalten Otot. Then later he got gesund again. And Rabbi Yeshua asked him, but since he was three quarters out of this world, he was able to get a picture and a view of Stutzach of Yenadol. So his father asked him, what's Stutzach dot? So he said, Oilam hafochi isi al yainim lamato v'tachtainim lamalo. Mamish apung faker te welt. Those who are al yainim here, atachtainim there. Those who are atachtainim here, al yainim there. So Taisus brings over there, what did he see? So Taisus brings from the Rabbeinu Hananu, Omru ha-go'inim, she-kabola bi-yodom rav mi-pi-rav. The oilam hofuch, what was the oilam hofuch he saw? He saw Shmuel davi Yosef kamei the Rabbi Yehuda Talmidei. that that was the Olam Hafuch. Af Yene Welt, Rav Yehuda is the Rebbe, and Shmuel is the Talmud, because Rav Yehuda was Moiche b'Shmuel, and Shmuel was not Moiche in Marukve. So even though he told him, Reishach b'Kriri, that I won't get burnt, if she burnt not, he was nenash lamaila, that he was not moiche, and punfaker, and Rav Yehuda, that was moiche, is faker, there he became a roish, he was tachtainim lamaila. It is very interesting, someone was moirer, that Shmuel over here, we heard before Shmuel was called Aryoich, Sheimelach, was a shalit. So here he held, it seems that, Misha biyodai lishpait. Perhaps this was a friedikat kufe. Look to Gemara weiter. Omar le rab zeire le rab simin. Le chechino ma lahani devei reish galusa. You should be mechich the reish galusa. Amalei loy mekabli minoy. What will I get from that? They won't be mekabel side by side. They won't listen. Amalei afal gavda loy mekabli loy chichinu ma. Amar Rav Acher b'achanine me'olam lo yotzeso mida toiva mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chozar bo lero chutz midover ze. As the Rebbeinu Shalom never said a dover toiva was chozer chutz midover ze. Tchsiva yomer Hashem Eilov Avoir b'seich ha'ir b'seich Yerushalayim. V'hisvisa tov al mitzrois ha'anoshim ha'ne'enochim v'ha'ne'enochim al kol ha'te'evois ha'nasis b'seich. That the Rabbi Nishlom said that you should make a simin, you see a tov shal t'chiye, should be written al mitzrois ha'anoshim. Anoshim means choshev mention. Hanenochim vanenochim al kolate eves hanasis b'seichi. Those who it bothers, as the tutzach avles in Yerushalayim, and these you have to put a tov shel tchia. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel, leich urishayim al mitzchom shel tzadikim, tov shel dyoi, shlo yishlutu behem malachi chabol. Bar mitzchom shel rishoy, tov shel dam, kedei sheyishlutu behem malachi chabol. So the Rabbeinu Shalom, he says, b'shas the din, the Rabbeinu Shalom was machlet, that the tzaddikim won't be nenash, and only the rishoyim will be nenash. Amra midas adin lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalom, ma nishtanu eilu me'eilu. Why? Why these are not nenash? Amalo halolu tzadikim gemurim, valolu rishoyim gemurim. Amo lefanav Rabbeinu Shalom, hoya biyadam limchais v'loy michu. Tzadikim gemurim, they should have been meiche. Amo lagolu v'yadu alefanai she'im michu behem lo yekablu mehem. Amru lefonam Rabbeinu Shalom, im lefonecha goli, lehem mi goli. Yeah. Goli v'yedua lefonai. But they didn't know. Fahainu d'chsiv, zokein, bochur upsulo, taf v'noshim, targu lemashis. Those should be killed. Val kol ish asha olov, hatov, al tikshu. Those that have the tov, al tikshu. So this was the first tzibui, that those who have the tov, the malachi chabola, should not go close to them, because v'kev, they're going to be nitzel. And then, bald nochtem, it says, umi migdoshi tochelu. Uchsi v'yochelu ba'anoshim ha'zkenim asher lifnei habayis. Toni Rav Yosef al tikru mikdoshi elo mikudoshai. Eilu bnei odom shekimu es ha-toyre kulo me'alef v'yatov. So memele, so there was a chazor. It was a chazore that first Rabbi Shlomo said, Al Tigoshu, and then after the Midas Adin was Mekatrik, it was on Mimigdoshai Tochelu. Pnei Yeshua asks a kasha from the Gemara in Broches. The Gemara in Broches says that kol dovo toiv sheyotzu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu afilu al tnai einei chayza. So memele, so what is pshat over here? So he says taka al tnai einei chayza. That's true. The Rabbi Nishlom's dibur is a din of a maise, and a tnai can be a yoker a maise. But over here he says the reason that they were killed was as follows. What was the Midas Hadin Machadish given? Midas Hadin was Machadish that they weren't Meiche. The Rebbein Shalom didn't know that they weren't Meiche. The Rebbein Shalom didn't know this Cheshbin that Mulfanecha Goli, Lifnehemi Goli. So he says Pshat was that the Gemara says in Menachos, the Rebbein Shalom is not manish af ha'ese. And then the Tviya was the Inyan of Nitfas is zicher davke if it was biyodam limchais, if they could have prevented it. Prevented the zicher could have prevented it. And then there's only a mitzvah of teichoche, not an Inyan of Nitfas. A mitzvah of teichoche. The mitzvah of teichoche, so you're not minashemaim, they're not manish ala esse. So therefore they were supposed to be nitzel. Now the Gemara says beidon rische is manishin al esse. So Mamele he says that was bishas the kitrig of the midas hadin that became an idon rische. An idon rische is manishim al esse. So that's why there was chal on them achiyev misa. Let us see Rashi. Chutz midavar ze, shenema b'mikre ze, shahitzi dibo l'toiva, ne'einish teichoche chozar boi. V'svisa tov al mitzrois ha'anoshim ha'ne'enochim, v'ane'enokim al kol ha'te'evois ha'nasis b'soicho, eilu tzadikim. Shlishlutu behem alachei chabola, shani roitze l'shloyach b'ir. Aynu d'chsiv mi'korev al kol ishe she'olav atov al tikshu. L'b'soif u'mimigdoshi tochelu. Mimigdoshi tochelu. Mimigdoshi she'ohoide l'mekatrig midas hadin v'chozar min atoit. Let us see Toisviz. V'af al gavda lo'y mekabli lo'y chichinu ma. So Toisviz hayna heichet d'sofik I mekabli. K'di omar b'somuch Lifneyem migoli. So, memele, if there's a sofik, there's a chiyev teichoche. There's a sofik. Avogadloi mekabli, so Taisa says that doesn't mean bevadai. There's a sofik, you also should be mechia. Avleche de vadai loi mekabli, hanechlem. Lutev shi yeshoigigim, val yume zidim, kinamrinem ba mevi kadiyain, de perik shoil, gabi Taisa vishema kipurim. The Sfasemis is Ma'irer, he doesn't understand the Tzushtel. Mutav shi shoygim ayim ezidim, is davke adin fakert, if they are shoygigin. And I know that the Teichoche won't help, so then there's adin mutav shi shoygigim ayim ezidim. But over here, who says bachladi was shoygigim, lechichinu ma'ala hani deveresh galusa, could be they were mezidim, so could be there is adin to be mechiyach al kaponim. What's that? The Gemara later is a raya. The Gemara later says, Lefneya migoli. But the Gemara in Beye, Lechayr, it's not muchach that a philosophon is a b'china of a meze, it is also nochi of teichoche. Pala rishoim tov shel dam. So the posik, visviso tov al mitzreis hanoshim, is speaking about the tov and the mitzreis of the tzaddikim. Al rishoyim tov shel dam loy mikro kama hochi elo misvoret. Oder si bevisa tovot mitzvos hanoshim ala nachman rokim al kol tevis hanasas besoicha hainu betzadikim gemurim. Al misvoret, the Gemara says that there was a tov on the mitzvah shel rishoyim.
see the run next.